Tired of paying too much for your cell phone bill? Who isn't? Keep listening because today we're talking about how to save on your cell.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
Hey, Jonathan here. I want to tell you about a free workshop that we've got going on. You can go get it at walletwin.com/training. It's called How to Pay Off Debt and Save Money Without Giving Up Everything You Love. Inside this one, you're going to learn to how to know exactly what your next best step is for your finances. You're going to learn the number one strategy for getting your hard-earned money working for you and your dreams instead of Visa or Sally Mae. And you're going to learn the secret to seeing way more progress with your money. And you don't need a bigger income. You don't need to give up everything you love. You just need the Wallet Win method. And we walk you through it in this training at walletwin.com/training. It's totally free. So go sign up now, walletwin.com/training, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I'll see you there. One of the most frequent questions that we get around here at Wallet Win is, how do you save on your cell phones? And I get it. It makes sense. And it's a smart idea to want to save on your cell phone bill because, well, it's a bill that you pay every month and is probably not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, I can't even think about when you would stop having a cell phone. Certainly sometime in the future, but it's a long way off. So that means this is a perfect expense line item, a perfect bill to look to shave down. Even if it's a little bit, that savings will add up. If you're able to save even, let's say, $10 on your cell phone bill, that's $120 in a year. And that $120 is going to be year after year after year. And if you can save even more, which I think you can, well, the savings is that much bigger. Now, this is the first of two episodes about saving on your cell phones. Today, I'm going to talk about saving on the cell phone plan. In an upcoming episode, we'll be talking about saving on your cell phone itself. But I tried to do it in one episode and it was way too long and not even detailed enough. So I just wanted to get in there and do this the right way. So today we're talking about the cell phone plan, the cell phone service, and how you can save on those. So I've got four, maybe three different ways you can save on your cell phone bill. And then I've got a little bonus or two as well. So let's jump in. There's a couple different things we can do, but the first one I want to talk about is the MVNO, the Mobile Virtual Network Operator. What the heck is that, Jonathan? Well, this is, these are those cell phone providers that are not the big guys, right? So you've got Verizon, you've got T-Mobile, who just ate Sprint, and now you've got AT&T in third place. So those are the big three. Those, they build their own towers. They maintain their own networks. But what about everybody else? What about Boost Mobile, Mint Mobile, Cricket Mobile, Wireless, Family Wireless, Straight Talk, Metro, all these. How do they work? They're not building their own towers. What they do, they buy or they lease space, I guess you'd say, or bandwidth from those big three players on those existing towers and networks. So, and then some of these are owned by the cell phone companies. Like Cricket Wireless is owned by AT&T. It is essentially AT&T's way into that prepaid MVNO cheaper market. Because they don't want to lose all that money. Those people go in there. And then other ones are they're just their own companies and they just buy the network space from somebody else. So let's talk about why these are cheaper, right? Because it's the same networks. There's sometimes you might get a little bit of a reduction in speed. And if it's super, the network is really overloaded, you might be first in line to get a little bit of a reduced speed. In my experience, we were on Cricket a few years ago, which was AT&T network. Yes, its max speed was slower than AT&T's top speed, but it didn't wasn't molasses. It was still pretty fast, especially as cell phones were going at that time. So it's not really a big deal, especially if you're not doing tons and tons of data usage on the go. And most of the time, almost no matter what plan you are with whichever network, big or small, your video is going to get automatically capped at a certain quality rating anyway. So you don't really need the faster speed for video because it's going to get dumbed down to DVD quality no matter where you are. So you don't even need it for that. So again, and it's only on some of these is the top speed a little bit slower. So that's one way they save a little bit money there. The other way is they don't have stores. They don't have as many employees. They don't have salespeople. They don't have big advertising budgets. There's a lot of ways that they don't have as many expenses. So they don't need to make up for that in the plan prices. They just need to resell that wireless access at enough of a price increase to cover, you know, their staff and their website and, you know, all the back end stuff, but nowhere near as many expenses that the big three need to cover. So that is, again, another win for you because they can offer it at lower price. As you look, there are so many MVNOs. Most, I'd say the majority of them operate on the T-Mobile network or the Sprint network, which are now kind of merging into one network. You might find some that work on the AT&T network or the Verizon network, and there are even a few that will work on any of those networks, and maybe you have to pick when you sign up. I know there's one when you sign up, you have to pick if you want the pink network, the blue network, or the red network. They can't say, I guess, whose network it is, so they get around with it, right, with the color code. And each MVNO out there, as you look, kind of has its own, I don't want to say gimmick, their own little shtick, their own unique selling proposition, we'll say, right? Some are just like great on like just unlimited. Some are, if you prepay for more time, like 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, the price goes down. Some are, you know, for people who don't use a lot of data. Some are for people who have a lot of people in your plan, kind of the family plan angle. So each one out there has its own little thing that, you know, they're using to set themselves apart from the competition. And you do a little bit of looking around, you can probably find one that really sings to you. For the purposes of this podcast, I did not research, you know, like 36 different MVNOs. The two I'm familiar with, one I've used, the other one just I hear a lot about, and I looked into a whole lot for us one time, is Cricket and Mint. So Cricket is, it's owned by AT&T. They use the AT&T network and towers. Their prices are good, especially if you have a lot of people on your plan. And we'll talk about family plans here in a minute. The other one is Mint Mobile. You may have heard about that. What's his name? Ryan, is it Reynolds? The guy who plays Deadpool and all that. He is an investor, so he brings a lot of publicity to them there. But I knew about them from a while ago. But anyway, they don't have any family plans or anything, but they're $35 a month for unlimited, which is awesome. That's a great price, as you will see when we start comparing other things. So that's one person, unlimited. If you paid for that, like at Verizon, that'd be $70 plus tax. It is $35 tax included at Mint Mobile. So you are halving the price, and they work on T-Mobile network. But nearly would be, you know, nearly the same service, but for less. So there's a lot of MVNOs out there. So if you're like, oh, well, I have to use Verizon, that's the only network that works at my house or at my work or whatever, well, find an MVNO that uses the Verizon network, and then you can have that same network for a lower cost. So MVNOs are awesome. And remember, you know, you look for one that kind of will match up the things you are looking for, that, you know, with their unique thing that they market themselves on. The next thing that you can do to save money on your cell phone is the family plan. These came out ages ago as more and more people were getting phones and kind of tired of paying so much and having four different bills in the same house. So they saved money then. They save money now. So just looking at the big three, one person, and everything's unlimited, I'm doing air quotes, because, I mean, there's like tiers of unlimited. If it's unlimited, isn't it unlimited? So anyway, this is for like the basic unlimited package with each of these, the three big. So one person at each of these, it's going to be $60 plus tax at T-Mobile, $70 plus tax at Verizon, and $65 plus tax at AT&T. So with those plus tax, you can add, you know, $5 to $10 depending on what's all going on with you. And so that's for one person. Again, we looked at, so, but then if you look at the family plans, and I'm just doing four people. So this would be maybe you and your spouse and your folks or two kids or whatever it is. Four people I thought was pretty average size there. So you can get it, and I'll do it by per line here. It's, so it was at T-Mobile 60. Now it's $26 per line. So less than half. At Verizon, you're going from 70 to 35 per line. And at AT&T, you're going from 65 to 35. So you see that there's big savings here. I mean, just think if, you know, if you and like you and your spouse are just on different, two different lines or whatever, combine them, it won't be as low because of, you know, just two people, but it gets lower and lower with each line that you add. So if it's you and your spouse, maybe your brother and their spouse, well, now you've got four people and you'll see this dramatic drop in your bills. Now, if you're going to do this, you just need to find some other people to be on your plan, and you want to make sure that those other people trust you and that you trust them, because one of you is going to be the main account holder. And if you're going to be doing all this and figuring out, you know, you should probably be the main account. I'm the main account holder for our family plan. So they need to trust you that you're not going to do anything crazy or fail to pay the bill or anything like that. But you also need to trust them that they are going to pay you their share, because, right, I pay the cell phone bill, but then Amanda's parents, we Venmo them, and we Venmo Amanda's brother, and then they pay us back for paying the cell phone bill. So you need to make sure that you trust them to pay you every month and that they trust you to pay the phone bill every month. Otherwise, you are just going to be paying for them instead of saving money. Now you're actually going to be paying more, and they need to be bought into that you will be paying for them. So that's kind of the biggest kind of thing there. You just need a lot of people. So if you need to go outside your own house to do that, but if you've got older kids, they might have phones, and so you can just, hey, let's all do this together. So, but you might need to reach outside the house a little bit. Yay, if you've got a bunch of friends that all trust each other, you could all do it together with friends too. So that is the beauty of the family plan is just it consolidates it, and it's all like your own buckets of data or texts or minutes or whatever it is. It can really save you a ton. Again, it can have your costs. I just imagine like if Amanda and I were on our own two-line plan and her folks were on their two-line plan and her brother and them, or they were on their two-line plan, well, that's a whole lot more money than we pay all combined. So it works out. It certainly works out for us, and it can work out for you. So the family plans. Now you can, depending on the MVNO you're looking at, combine the family plan and the MVNO. We were on a family plan with Cricket in the past, and we got that sucker down to like $25 a month per line. It was not unlimited, but it was really low. And like I said, it was perfect limits, especially for back then. But then, you know, we had more people and things like that, and so we ended up changing. So anyway, you can combine, but like what I was saying with Mint, you can't, there is no family plan because they've already brought it down so low. It's $35. That's what you're paying almost. That's what you're paying with Verizon or AT&T on their family plans, but just one plan. But there is something, and again, this is all sorts. This is not necessarily a commercial from Mint Mobile or anything, but they are a great example of the pricing structures that you see out there. They don't do family plan, but they do something that can save you a lot of money if it works for you. And we will learn that. The third and fourth tip for saving on your cell phone bill will be coming at you when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Holo, the number one Catholic meditation app.
Ooh, what is that?
That is part of the music feature inside the Holo app.
Music feature?
Yes, music. So I have been putting on the music when I've been homeschooling our oldest. And it's something that has been on in the background, and it's helped us concentrate on the homeschooling and entertained the littles who are slowly destroying our house while I'm getting the schooling done.
That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't listened to it too much, but I've poked around. I've seen it in there. There's a lot inside that app. Mm-hmm. And that music is cool. There's all sorts of different types of music to help you do different things or for different types of folks. You want something different to help them focus or meditate? There it is.
A little bit of background music to add peace and calm to your day. You can check it outside inside the Holo app. You can head on over to Holo.com/WalletWin for an extended 30-day free trial.
That's right. That's Holo, HALLOW.com/WalletWin for that trial. Or just, heck, click the link in the show notes. Welcome back. We are talking saving money on cell phones today. Who doesn't want to pay less every month for their cell phone bill? It is a great bill to eke down to. If you can lop off a bunch of it, do so. Even if it's a small reduction in your costs, it adds up every month, because that is a bill that you are going to have every month for who knows how long. It just goes on. So we talked about two bigger strategies here, the family plans, the MVNOs. And I was saying, right, you can find some MVNOs that have family plans, but others don't. And again, it's not a commercial for Mint Mobile. They just have really great pricing plans that are indicative of a lot of MVNOs out there, but they don't do family plans. One thing that they do, though, is they have different sized plans. Now, if you go to the big boys now, right, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, it's pretty much just all unlimited. That's what you have to sign up for. There's a couple older plans that some of them might throw you at if you search long enough on their website. But for a lot of MVNOs, like, they have an unlimited option, but they also have their less usage plans. And a lot of it just goes, I mean, right, a lot of them are just throwing in unlimited calls and texts because that doesn't cost them that much anyway. It's in the data. And so with Mint, right, there's like a unlimited plan. There's, I think, a 20 or something gigabyte plan. There's the 15. There's an 8. There's a 5, I think. And they get lower and lower. So this tip right here is to right size your plan. If you only use 4 gigabytes of data, well, then why are you paying for unlimited? Because you're going to be paying more and not using it. You could get a 4 gigabyte plan on an MVNO like Mint for $15. $15 a month. Can you believe that? And you might be surprised at how little data you use. Because think about it. If you're probably on the Wi-Fi at home. If you're probably on the Wi-Fi at work. So you're only using data when you're like in the car driving, when you're out and about, when you're maybe at a friend's house whom you don't know the Wi-Fi password for, but maybe you do. And so you might end up saying, wow, I mean, you're like, oh, I use my phone a lot. I'm always doing this or that. But oh yeah, it's at home on the couch. So I'm on Wi-Fi. So you can find this in your phones, in the settings. You can, you know, dig around in there. You can find different places, iPhone or Android, but you can find out how much data you've used. And it'll show you, and you can see, oh, wow, I only use 3 gigabytes, or I only use 6 gigabytes. I don't need unlimited, right? You can get 10 gigabytes from somebody like Mint Mobile for $20, and you don't need to spend like even the 35 for unlimited at Mint. So you can save that. I mean, you might, right? If you're on a unlimited plan with Verizon, you're paying 70 plus tax. You can get by on 15. You can get $15 a month for a 4 gigabyte. Like, that's amazing. That's a huge savings. Plus tax, we're going to put that to this at least 75. So that puts you at, what, $60 a month. That's $720 a year on a plan like that. So, and what's also great about this is that you can mix and match these plans for your family. So you will be on like separate plans essentially. But it's the right sized plan. So maybe you and your spouse need unlimited or the 10 gigabyte plan. But if you have an older kid who has a phone, they don't do, you have a, you know, you have a lot of stuff turned off. They don't use a lot of data. Well, you put them on the 4 gigabyte plan. Or your folks, instead of having them on this big family plan where everybody's on unlimited, well, they can be on the 4 gigabyte plan or the 2 gigabyte plan for a whole lot less. So you can mix and match. You can find out the right size usage or the right amount of data or the right amount of minutes or whatever it is for each line that you have. And that can save you a lot because you're not, it's not just, all right, well, one line uses a ton, so I guess we're all up at unlimited. You can save money by right sizing it for each individual line that you have. The last tip here, as you, so you're, okay, you're ready to dive in. You are looking at all this and you're like, okay, family plans, MVNO, right size. There's one more thing to take a look at, and this is super important. You need to look at the taxes. Because it's not on the website. They're going to say, like, especially the big boys, they say, right, it's 60 a month, it's 70 a month, 65 a month, or it's, you know, it's 140, $35 a line, whatever it is. A lot of them don't include the tax, especially, I think, Verizon. I know they don't. I just looked at their page. And I think AT&T, they don't include it either. T-Mobile, they have three tiers of plans. Their second and third tiers include the tax. So it's almost a no-brainer if you have like two or more lines to just go up to the middle one, because it's either going to be the same or less because it includes the taxes. A lot. So be sure you're thinking about that and ask about that. What, you know, if I had this many lines and I live here, typically, what would you see the taxes be? And they'll be able to look it up for you. Now, it varies from place to place. Sometimes it can vary from month to month. It's crazy. I've been astonished. We're now on like a regular plan that for the last year and a half or so that's been postpaid with taxes, not in the number. And it's just, it goes up and down. And it's like, what's going on here? It's the taxes. They change, they add stuff or whatever. So it can be a little bit crazy. But if you, so also keep that in mind, work that into your number. But then know, like a lot of the MVNOs, and some plans from the big guys, the tax is just in the number. So it's an easier, rounder number. It's easier to divide if you're sharing with family. And it's just easier to think about when you are comparing. So make sure you are comparing the real cost to the real cost. I said, yes, most MVNOs and things like that will have it included. Just make sure, though, when you're looking at the numbers, that it is included. That can, again, you might think, oh, it's just some tax. It's not that much. But, I mean, it can be about $10, $5 to $10 per like month. And that adds up over time. And remember why we're doing this. So this is money that you could be using for your financial goals. This could be money you're putting towards a down payment. This could be money towards getting out of debt. This could be money towards your emergency savings. This, you've got reasons to use this money instead of just overpaying for your cell phone plan. So please, that's what the deal is here. It's saving money, not just for saving money's sake, but to put it towards what you really want it to go towards instead of throwing it off into the distance, into the hole that is your phone plan. I don't want that for any of you. So check it out. Check these things out. Remember these. It's check out MVNOs. Try to cram a bunch of people onto a family plan, as many as you can, or right size your plan by not getting unlimited if you really don't need it, things like that. And then when you are comparison shopping, make sure you are comparing the real final cost. And make sure the taxes are in there is what I'm talking about. So if you're out there, like, let me know if you're looking at your cell phone plan, you're like, man, I think I am paying too much for this. Check it out. And unless you're on a big fat family plan, if you're at AT&T, you're at Verizon, there's a good chance you are overpaying. There's other options out there. But hey, if you're out there and you have questions about this, you're looking at it, what do I do? I would love to help you. I just love this stuff. And even if this would be making my day, if you're willing to do like a cell phone plan makeover, you know, like extreme makeover cell phone plan edition. If you're up for that, I would love to do it. We could talk on the phone, you know, we could record, we could turn it into an episode. That would be like be my dream. So if you're up for that, let me know. But otherwise, is keep these four things in mind: family plans, MVNOs, right size your plan, and compare the real numbers with the taxes. Let me know how you're doing, what you found, the money you've saved. I can't wait to hear the results from this because you can really slash your cell phone bill by doing some of these things. All right, guys. Until next time, I'll see you. We will be coming at you soon with part two of this. So we talked about the cell phone plans. Coming up in the next part on another episode, we'll be talking about saving on the cell phones themselves. You can save a lot of money on the phones and you can put that money towards something better. So that's coming up soon. Be on the lookout for that. Keep refreshing your feed, looking for that. And if you've got specific questions about that, let me know. If you have money questions or phone questions or whatever else, just go to the show notes on this episode and click the link to leave us a voice message. You can just, whether on your phone or your computer, whatever it is, if it's got a microphone, you can leave a message for us. It's an easy way to do it, and we might even use it on the show. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and we love serving you. If there's topics, if there's questions you want to hear about, let us know. And until next time, my friends, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.